The Kiss of Fire to Guacamole. The single-seeded berry, fleshy fruit we know as avocado is loaded with healthy fats, 4 grams of protein, and 975 milligrams of potassium, which is nearly twice as much as a banana. With 18 of the amino acids recommended in daily consumption, you'll want to include avocado in your diet. We thought we would take this fruit favorite and add a flavor level for your avocado recipes by wood-firing the avocado. This simple step will bring all the nutritional benefits of the fruit with a bold new taste. 7. Fresh ingredients. Once you've wood-fired your avocados on a gas or charcoal grill, see our posting on this technique, you need to gather the following ingredients: 3 wood-fired avocados, 1 finely grated garlic clove, 1 finely chopped serrano or jalapeno pepper, 1/4 of a white onion finely chopped, 2 tablespoons of freshly squeezed lime juice, 1 tablespoon chopped cilantro, 1 teaspoon kosher salt. In addition to the above ingredients, you'll need a blender or a mortar and pestle. I prefer the mortar and pestle so I can control the level of mash that occurs to each ingredient. Layering on the flavors. First up, you need to mash up the wood-fired avocado flesh. The best guacamole has some chunky quality to it, so keep this in mind when you're mashing the flesh. Once the avocado is mashed up, add the pepper and combine that as well. You can select the pepper based on whether you want heat or not. If you prefer a guacamole that has no spice, then add a sweet pepper. Once the grilled avocado and pepper are mixed, time to add the other ingredients. First in, chopped onion, followed by lime juice, cilantro, and salt. Combine everything well, ensuring that any chunks are not too big for any of the ingredients. Soon you'll get the aroma of all the fresh ingredients and have an idea just how this is going to taste. Prepare to serve. The best part about guacamole is just how simple it is to make, yet the flavors are so fresh and intense. Select your favorite serving piece. Once all the ingredients are combined, scrape all the contents from the mortar and place in the serving dish or bowl. I like to top my guacamole with some smoked paprika, so it has a bit of color to the top. Keep in mind, you don't need to just use this with taco chips. This is a great topping for a burger or a grilled chicken sandwich, and even works well with salad greens. You'll love how the wood flavor adds another dimension to this favorite food. We hope you found inspiration with this recipe. We'd love to see your photos of this recipe. Leave a comment and subscribe. Keep following us as we bring you innovative tips, techniques, and recipes on working with wood for cooking, grilling, and smoking.